Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, campaigning in the key swing state of Pennsylvania today, slammed President Trump, saying the president is only pretending to care about working class voters.
I'm going to ask the big corporations and the wealthy to begin to pay. 91 of the Fortune 500 companies today pay zero tax. You hear me? Zero tax. How many of you pay zero tax? And billionaires are paying at a tax rate, because it's all investment money, they're paying a lower tax rate than you pay if you have a job as a plumber.
The former vice president was speaking to a masked, socially distanced crowd at a training facility for plumbers and other tradespeople in Erie, which flipped from the Democratic column to Republicans in 2016, but the county rebounded strongly to the Democrats in the 2018 midterm elections. And a federal judge in Pennsylvania is throwing out a lawsuit filed by President Trump's campaign against several voting laws, including mail-in ballots and poll watching. The Trump campaign is vowing to appeal. Emily Pervetti of member station WITF has more.
Pennsylvania election officials cannot discard a ballot solely because the voter's signature doesn't match the one on file in the state voter registration database. Trump's campaign objected to that policy, in addition to rules restricting poll watchers to voting districts within their counties of residence. The lawsuit also sought a ban on mailed ballot drop boxes. Judge J. Nicholas Runjan wrote Trump's attorneys hadn't sufficiently demonstrated the contested rules had violated or pose a risk for violating voters' rights under the federal constitution, and declined to rule on their claims under Pennsylvania's state constitution. For NPR News, I'm Emily Previty in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Today marks World Mental Health Day, and it's taking on greater significance amid the pandemic. Public health leaders say they are concerned about the effects of isolation, widespread job loss, and economic insecurity. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports they say they are especially worried about young people.
Many experts warn of a generation lost to COVID-19. That was how the European Commissioner for Health and Food Safety, Stella Kyriakides, put it. Around the world, rates of depression and anxiety remain high, a toll that's paralleled the pandemic. Kyriakides, a clinical psychologist, says young Europeans this summer hit an emotional low and stand the greatest risk of depression. That's true also in the U.S. Nearly 40% of Americans reported symptoms of anxiety or depression at the end of last month. That increases to one half among those between the ages of 18 and 29. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is asking for an emergency stay of a federal judge's injunction that blocked Governor Greg Abbott's order, which would dramatically reduce the places where voters could drop off mail ballots during early voting. This after U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman blocked Abbott's order, saying it places an undue burden on the voting rights of the elderly and disabled. Paxton says the judge lacks jurisdiction and calls the injunction unlawful. In Poland today, it is now mandatory to wear masks outdoors. NPR's Jason Bobian reports the new rule comes as the number of confirmed coronavirus infections in Poland hits a new high this week.
As daily coronavirus cases reach an all-time high in Europe, Poland has been particularly hard hit. The daily tally of new infections has more than doubled in Poland since Tuesday. The prime minister says the country's hospitals are nearly full and may soon run out of respirators. Masks are already required indoors in shops and restaurants, also on public transportation. The prime minister added that additional measures, including new restrictions on schools and possibly even a national state of emergency, may be put in place if the rapid rise in cases isn't brought under control. The mask order in Poland applies nationwide to anyone who's outside. Jason Bobian, NPR News.
And the number of coronavirus cases continues to grow in New York. That has the Broadway League, which represents theater owners and producers, saying that Broadway will now be dark until the end of May at least. That means New York City theaters will be closed for more than a year because of the pandemic. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.